On SEN, Questions Without Notice. For Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.
Yes, Tim.
I've got a question for you because...
Hang on, I'm just watching the news here. What's happening out in our beautiful city of Melbourne?
Is there a protest?
They're now pulling trucks over, apparently, the police. Is this another protest?
What are they saying there? Something about a demonstration, though, in progress.
You missed
it. Right?
It's gone to some other story.
Okay. You've been over there in Perth, and you've been rubbing shoulders with all sorts of people over there.
Oh, Tim.
This bloke, I know that you sat down and had a chat to him as well. There's a strong rumour that Nat Fyfe wants to go to the Eagles. Did you ask Fyfe that? Does he want to go to the Eagles, or does he want to stay at Freo?
No, that never raised its head in conversation at all. No, he was talking about Fremantle when I was talking to him, there was no suggestion that he was looking elsewhere.
Did you run into Cripper as well?
Yes,
how's he going?
He and Paddy Cripps and Stephen Keelio did a thing at this lunch I was hosting, and so we sat backstage and just had a chat. He's great, so excited, Patrick Cripps, about what's happening at Carlton. Can't wait to get back, and Stephen Keelio's excited to have a pre-season.
Yeah, well, you've really defended him because you said that he wasn't fit.
I'm happy to defend him. It's like a racehorse that needs a lot of work put into him, and then he can go to work and run and grind and run opposition players into the ground, all that sort of stuff. He just didn't have that body yet, that amount of work into his body, and he said that, and he's excited about it. And the captaincy thing is not, they'll make a call on that, and I don't think it'll be too much of an issue.
I think they'll probably stick with him, given what happened with Toby late in the season too.
Speaking on Trade Radio this morning, Lordo had this to say about the player Essendon is crying out for.
You couldn't expect to win a final with Aaron Francis and Peter Wright as your two key forwards. And so St Kilda think they've got him, Kane. That's the talk. They feel like, talk in Melbourne
seat.
Is that they feel like they've had him and that they will get Ben King. But I just wonder whether you'll see Essendon try and get their picks forward for next season just so they're in that window. Because he's the player that they are crying out for and could take them to the promised land.
Ooh, so Lordo's saying Ben King's the man to take him to the promised land.
Yeah, but he also said in that St Kilda think they've got him. Is that what he was saying? Did he say that?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
St Kilda think
in the
they've
seat.
Got Ben
in the box seat
to go with Max. How would that be? The two kings in the forward line. How would that work? Be a dangerous combination.
Who gets the call? You got to have one. You got to have the big dog in your forward line.
You got two kings, not just the one.
Bryce Gibbs won the McGarry Medal, 32. Surely no club would be looking at Bryce, would they?
No, I don't think so. But well done to him at 32 years of age to be able to win the McGarry Medal and present himself like that. That's a great effort.
Here we go. Trucks are trying to block the traffic. They're trying to block the Westgate Freeway and other main entry points to the city in protest. So it continues here in our great city. It's absolutely devastating watching what's happening here.
Have you got a theory as to why there's so much movement in the assistant coaching area this off-season? And it's only just started too.
I think there's a shelf life for assistant coaches. Now, whether or not this is a perfect storm where there's lots of been around for five, six years and, there's got to be a rotation. I think the success, again, we always look at the Premier, right? So it's a copycat industry. And clubs will look at Melbourne and go, what'd they do? Oh, they introduced Adam Uzo and they introduced Mark Williams and to go with Greg Stafford as a group. And it worked well for them, freshened up, new eyes. The Mark Williams role was unique. So maybe, clubs are going, okay, let's freshen up our own look here.
What is the Mark Williams role? You've spent a bit of time over there.
I'll talk to you after the break about it because I watched him with a great deal of fascination and his work with the group. So thanks to ENS, 12 weeks of Christmas. Text your nomination, 1300. Text your nomination on 0433981116 for someone who needs Christmas to come early. And this Thursday, we'll give away a $1,000. What about that, Whispers? A $1,000 Fisher & Paykel voucher from ENS. So you just got to, what do you got to do? You just got to text in your nomination for what? for what are we texting a nomination for someone that needs Christmas to come early?
That's
so
it.
You might have someone in your life that needs a little bit of something special. There's a $1,000 voucher from ENS up for grabs, a Fisher and Paykel voucher. Take a break. Questions without notice and your calls after this.
Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. Kogan credit cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Our questions without notice, 1-300-736-736. This is a good one. Nick, Greg Stafford, ruck coach, forward coach, goal kicking coach. 7 years he's been there now. Gornon Johnson outstanding in the ruck. Fritch and Brown, 9 goals. I think Stafford's been amazing and underrated. It's a good point. Well done, Nick. Tony from Craigieburn joins us. G'day, Tone.
Oh, look, guys, I just want to say, Gary, how exciting it was for me, you know, being an avid SEN listener and mostly for yours and the Wispies show, just to see your reaction on the night. The kids didn't know much about you because we're Collingwood supporters, but I was just telling them a little bit about you. And, you know, just my joy was seeing the joy in your face and just, you know, the excitement for your eyes and, you know, the way that you finally were enjoying success that other teams' supporters and, you know, ex-players and that sort of stuff were experiencing beforehand. And I just wanted to congratulate you personally. I know you didn't have much to do with it other than, you know, be there, that sort of stuff. But to me, I wanted to congratulate you and I just wanted to just to say how much pleasure it was to see you happy and just full of joy on the night.
I thank you, Tony, and I had nothing to do with it, by the way. And I was very, very conscious of not wanting to try and look like I was just jumping in there at the end. But it was very real, my emotion, and it was representative of everyone. And I was just the lucky one to be there. So I appreciate that.
People love that, you know.
Well, there'd be a couple of miserable coots out
there.
No.
Fans, that's all right. Fans genuinely love it when they see a former player displaying the emotion that we all have for our teams. And we try and suppress it because we're trying to be professional
when
we're behind the microphone and talk about our clubs and that type of thing. But people genuinely love it when they see somebody emotional, like they are emotional when they see their team perform.
Good morning, Tone. Appreciate your call. Alan's on the road. Hi, Alan.
Good morning, guys. And Gary, I want to second what Tony just said. I think you underplay the cultural benefits that you originally brought to the team. And anybody, because I remember I'm the my vintage goes back to the 80s, so I remember 80s and 90s, how you played and why you were like a captain. But one thing I wanted to say is, I want to make a comment about Elvira. You know, parents are typically really excited and emotional. It doesn't matter if you're a father or mother, but she seemed to be so categoric about how he developed and understood the game well. And she really, like, I think it was Timmy who said, you know, she sounds like a coach, or maybe it was you that she sounded like a coach, but she sounded like she exactly knew, you know, how her son developed and what his sort of shortcomings were. The last thing I wanted to say is I think people underplay the value of the high-level basketball that, you know, Petrarca played. I think he's a much smarter footballer because he was such a great basketballer, and you can see that around the contest and, you know, in tight spaces.
Yeah, I think there's something in that, Al. And there's a bit of Luke Jackson in that as well. So all those guys that have got great vision, you know, they can turn their hand to most things. And I never played basketball, but I'm sure it would help them.
Yeah, it genuinely helps. The spatial awareness, all that type of thing, because you're on a condensed court. There's a lot of congestion around you. Hey, I asked you the question about Chaka before we went to the break.
Yes, you did.
What did you learn about the way that he's operated there at Melbourne? And what he's done.
I love the fact that he is so unapologetic when he confronts these young kids out there, and he puts pressure on them to live and come out of themselves, right? So he was like a spiritual man. He doesn't drink, you know. He just was walking around, and he'd grab a player and he'd drag him over to you, and, you know, just like, do you know who this bloke is? You know, and the young bloke, he's on the spot, you know. Oh, you know, and I know. And then, who's that guy over there? That's Alan Jakovich. You know what he's about? And, you know, so he's like the connecting parts of the footy club. And then his contribution to the environment, I think, can never be understated. And I watched him really closely, you know, and he didn't stop moving. At one stage in the grand final day, I was just watching the players out there, you know, warm-ups, and he just put his arm around Cozzy Pickett and walked him as they walked off from one end of the ground to the other, just talking to Cozzy. all, you know, grand final day, the length of the ground, back into the rooms, and I can only imagine what he was saying to him. So he's that sort of player, Wisp. He's that invested in everyone, and coach. And I reckon, I don't think he was the tactical genius or anything like that, but I reckon
that wasn't his role, though, was it?
I think he's the spiritual sort of environment coach.
He was born in a foot. Like, you talk about your early days with your dad and running around. He was like that with his old man Foslow too. Like, he was a part of the culture of the Port Adelaide, the old Port Adelaide. So he knows what makes a football at the heart, what is at the heart of a football club and what makes it work. And it is the connection that people have with each other as much as anything. You know, you've got to have the game plan. You've got to have talent. We know that. But without the connection and without somebody that pulls that together and really understands what the relationships are all about, you don't have a footy club.
Spot on, Tim. And you can go so clinically, I think, in footy these days. You can go, let's make sure we've got, you know, the right scout, the right this, the right that, the right fitness, the right strength, the right conditioning. And you go, let's make sure we've got the right spiritual man there too.
Yeah.
He's going to keep a close eye on all of that, you know, and make... And he's more than that. I mean, he's got a great footy brain. Please don't get me wrong. He wasn't just a cheerleader, but I just watched him really closely, and his observation and getting across to people was second to none. So it was great.
And you know, we're going to be a great football club because, you know, we've got the best facilities in the world now. You know, we've got these state of the art benchmark facilities, and we've built this shiny new building out here, and nobody's got the equipment that we've got. Well, you know, that's sort of important, but the stuff that somebody like a Choco can bring to a
grab
football
your footy
is just as
and
important.
Come with me in the park. That's all. You don't need the state of the art. Go and get that footy, put your boots on, Ed Langdon, and let's go and kick.
Mm.
And we saw that on the weekend. Ed kicked beautifully. Jose in Hastings. Hi, Jose.
Hey, boys. How are you going?
Good, thanks.
Firstly, just as a mutual supporter, I thought the game was just a fantastic spectacle. Just you couldn't have asked for a better game to watch. It was just sensational. The other one is, Gaz, just wanting to know how your tat's going. I reckon you probably wouldn't have had to shave down too much, given Gorney's got a fair beard and you're not too shabby with the hair there around the place. And and also, I think you have to go back to 2012 to find that there's no influence of Alistair Clarkson in a grand final winner with Adam Uze going over to the D. There's always that little bit of Clarko in there.
Yeah, there is. Hey, good on you, Jose. Mm. I appreciate everyone's messages today and yesterday, and in fact throughout the course of the year. We loved it. We're going to have a few days off, and you'll have Dwayne and Kingy for the rest of this week, and then we'll be back the following Monday. But seriously, to you all, it's like we are like a big family. We fight at times. We don't always get on, but the sentiment and goodwill out there is a bit humbling.
It's strong, and most of it's positive too. Read this, Wispy, and I will. I've watched Gary's interview with Brayshaw a number of times now. It was such good viewing. Well done, Loin Chop. That's from Matt in Mornington. Well done, Matty.
Righto, on that nice high work. Note, before someone texts in and says, if I hear one more, I'll spew up. We'll get out